Falling Backwards. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Just another reminder to turn the clocks back this weekend for what was described in one headline as one of the world's stupidest rituals. At least this is the easy part of the stupid ritual. We get the extra hour. It's the one day everybody gets to church on time, if there was church. Unfortunately, it just sets you up for the even stupider spring ritual where the devil demands his hour back and we all drive to work in a coma. Although, I suppose I shouldn't complain, considering I haven't driven to work, or frankly much of anywhere, since March. And actually, now that I think about it, gaining or losing an hour really only matters for people who have to be somewhere, which I don't. I just stay at home, so I can easily commute in a coma. I just have to avoid the leftover takeout on the stairs. Which makes me think that if we can't rid ourselves of this meddlesome ritual, let's just double down. How about this? Next spring, instead of springing ahead an hour on Sunday, we keep the clock the same, but spring ahead a whole day and go straight from Saturday to Monday. Then, the following November, when we fall back, we can fall back a whole day and get a free long weekend. Or even better, let's just fall back all the way to January and take another crack at all of 2020. This time, with the benefit of hindsight. Or I guess then it would be foresight, wouldn't it? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.